From Bridgestone Arena in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, we are getting set for some NHL Stanley Cup playoff hockey. Tonight, it's the Nashville Predators against the Detroit Red Wings. It's game one of the Western Conference quarterfinals right here in downtown. Great, great atmosphere brewing. It'll be a sellout crowd. The streets are already going wild. Great weather out in Nashville, and we get set to bring you the first postseason game between the Red Wings and Predators since 2008. They have met before, twice in the playoffs, both with the Red Wings being the one seed, the Predators the eighth, and the Wings won both of those series in six games. But this year, the four seed is the Predators. That's why the series starts tonight at Bridgestone Arena. They take on the Red Wings, having come in with a record during the regular season of 48-26-8, 104 points. The Red Wings, the fifth seed, 48-28-6, 102 points. We're outside of Section 118 on the concourse. Willie Donick here with you, with the guys that will be on the play-by-play, Tom Callahan and Stu Grimson. We're expected to be joined by NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman here in a few minutes, so get ready for that. We've got a lot to bring you tonight to get you ready for this series, and we've got it right here on Predators Radio. Guys, welcome. Good to be back with you for another postseason. It's glad that we're still playing some hockey.
It's always exciting. I mean, there's not a better time of year for me. It doesn't matter. Playoff hockey just is incredible. It's intense. And it really is, Stu, as we always talk to you, because you can certainly attest to this. It is a struggle. It is a monumental test of will, of strength, of endurance. It might be one of the toughest challenges in all sport.
No apology to any other sport. It's the best tournament in all, as far as I'm concerned. It's four series, seven games max, and it's literally a war of attrition to be standing, to be that club standing at the end. You've got to be good, you've got to be tough, you've got to be lucky, and you know, you can put all those elements together, and you come out the victor at the end of the day. You've achieved something notable. What I like, though, is, you know, the players get that. It's what they do. They've been, you know, involved, engrossed in this calendar, this sports calendar, for, you know, much of their lives. But the folks around town get it. You know, again, this is a relatively new market to NHL hockey, but folks still are now really appreciate how important this time of year is, and it's just everything ratchets up another 25%.
You think about the audience for this game with the new NBC contract taking over. There are literally four TV crews here tonight. The local TV, yeah, for Detroit. Of course, Pete and Terry will be on the broadcast on our TV side for the Predators. And then the CNBC crew, with the NBC fanning out all of the games available on their networks. And then Hockey Night in Canada here as well. I mean, there's going to be a lot of eyes on this game all throughout North America.
And this is a big game. And you know what? The 2-4-5 series, I think, in the East, Philly-Pittsburgh and Nashville-Detroit, are the marquee series of the first round. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Predators guy, but, I mean, you look around, this is the matchup. At the end of both of those series, a 100-plus point team will no longer be in the playoffs. While I think that's kind of a shame, at the same time, boy, oh boy, does it bode for some just must-see hockey action.
And the thing that I think you really appreciate being part of this market, having followed this team for a while, it's great to see, you know, not only this team's doing well in terms of Middle Tennessee and the Southeast region, this team from time to time, you know, makes an appearance on the national stage. That's exciting.
Guys, one injury we want to talk about that's been the focus of a lot today since the morning skate, the condition of defenseman Hal Gill. He has really not skated with the team since being injured in the game against Dallas in the home finale, which was almost a week ago last Thursday. Barry Trotz called it a game-time decision. All eyes will be on the big fella if he's able to take the ice in warm-ups.
You know, interesting thing about this injury, Willie, we can tell because he's on the brink, maybe he's in, maybe he's out, that this isn't a fracture. So this is really just a function of how much pain can Hal Gill withstand. Is there swelling to the point where he can fit it inside this boot? And it's really just a matter of what can he withstand in terms of being out there tonight. Tough part of the body to have injured, though. If it's a hand, if it's a shoulder, if it's an elbow, if it's even if it's a knee, you know, it's a situation where you can manage the pain, get through it. The foot takes on a whole different meaning.
Well, we are
Mr. Bettman. How are you, sir?
Commissioner Gary Bettman sitting down at the table here with us. We've got a great crowd just to watch this. We're glad to have him with us. Commissioner Gary Bettman joins us here on Predators pregame show, Predators and Red Wings tonight at Bridgestone Arena. And Commissioner, Welcome to Nashville once again. We're glad to have you with us.
Predators and Red Wings tonight? Is that what we're all doing here?
That's right. That's right.
It's great to be here.
You know, it's interesting. Looking back, we've talked about it here in Nashville, the evolution of the franchise here. The first time they ever made the playoffs, it was against the Red Wings, an 8 seed versus a 1 seed pre-salary cap. And then in 2008, also an 8 versus a 1. Now for the first time, the Predators finish ahead of the Red Wings in the standings, a little more evenly matched on paper.
Well, you know, I don't prognosticate these things, but what is worthy of note is how competitive the league is, how every regular season game really mattered when you looked at the final standings. And I think when you look at what the Predators have done, making the playoffs 7 out of the last 8 years, this is a record that people in Nashville and the Predators organization can be proud of.
And you can't help but think, too, when you look back and reflect on the whole thing, how far this franchise has come with the new ownership group in the last 5 years, thinking about where we were 5 years ago fighting to sort of stay alive.
Well, this is a franchise that is in great, stable hands with a local ownership group led by Tom Sigaran and Joel Dobberpool. Great management with David Poile. His record speaks for itself. And you know, having Jeff Kogan here really has rounded it out. And this franchise, you know, you can feel the buzz. Look outside and see what's going on. This franchise has really become a part of the fabric of Nashville.
Talk about this franchise back when it was merely a concept. You know, again, the league had established itself or dipped its toe in the water with respect to some non-traditional markets. This one really had to be a leap of faith for the league. What's that look like looking back?
You know, people say, yeah, we took a leap of faith. Nashville's a great city, always has been. You know, the entertainment, country music industry roots, a place that's been able to really host major events and has a passion for college sports, or did at the time. I was comfortable that this was always going to work. Non-traditional is not a term that I love a lot, because we have some markets that are newer than other markets, but every market can become a hockey market, can have passionate fans, can fall in love with the great game and great players that we have. You know, Stu, you know that as well as anybody.
I do. It's a great market for hockey. It's one that really has entrenched itself, the club, the franchise, more and more in this market as time has gone. Talk a little bit about, you know, kind of Nashville on the, you know, in terms of being on the national stage. This was something that's, you know, kind of not occurring that frequently back in the early days. But we're seeing, you know, with the addition of Radulov, two premier defensemen, Suter, Weber, Nashville really seems to get attention on a national level these days.
I think there are two reasons for it. One, this is a team that continually displays a level of excellence and consistency and competitiveness. But two, from a national basis, we have broader national platforms than we've ever had before as a league. Yes, there's NHL.com, which didn't exist when you started to play and when I started doing this job, and the NHL Network and NHL Radio. But even when you look at the 10-year deal we entered into last spring with the NBC Sports Group, the product of the NBC Universal Comcast merger, for the first time in the history of the United States, every game of the Stanley Cup playoffs will be televised nationally. And that is a huge step forward for our game and for franchises such as Nashville that maybe didn't get the national exposure. Not because people didn't love Nashville or believe in it. We just didn't have as much national exposure as we do now.
Commissioner, I'm going to kind of put on a gold jersey for a moment.
Look
here.
At all these gold jerseys.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You gotta love it. I'm gonna go ahead and be a fan for just a moment, because one of the things that I hear a lot from these folks is, Nashville, is there an All-Star game coming? Can this city host an All-Star
game?
Yes,
there is an All-Star game coming. I've promised that to the fans here. I've promised it to Mayor Dean, who I have no doubt will pitch it again tonight. But there's a piece of construction going on
right around
the corner that people wanted us to wait for and we wanted to wait for. So I don't know what date we're coming, because it has to fit into our overall calendar. But there is going to be an All-Star game in Nashville's future. There's no doubt about that. We had a great draft here. What was it, 2003?
2003.
Yep. Some guys playing tonight. Some prominent roles were in that draft.
Right, and the NHL family loved being here. The city was spectacular in hosting the draft. We think the All-Star Game will be great here. This is a city that has a tradition of hosting big events, but we've got to get the timing right. And one of the things that we were waiting for, and we're still waiting for, although the reality of it is now more realistic, is the convention center.
Seems like, everything is kind of coming together. Downtown itself is growing. The convention center is growing. The fan base is exploding right now. It's a perfect storm.
Well, that storm, I think, has helped been created by this building and by the Predators. This is a place, when I first came here before the team was a reality, where, 9 o'clock on a weekday night, not too many people downtown. Okay, but now people understand there are restaurants. We're looking at a hotel and a restaurant across the street that didn't exist. We're looking at a convention center that didn't exist. But that's because people now, not just for hockey, but for concerts and family shows, are coming downtown on a more regular basis. That's great for Nashville, but that shows the difference that a hockey team and an arena can make to a community.
Gary, one of the great storylines for National, over certainly through the last half of the season, has been the addition of Radulov coming back from the KHL.
There were a lot of other teams that weren't very happy about that.
And that's where I'm going. A couple things about that. Of course, the reason a Radulov can leave, Russia's not a signatory to the transfer agreement. I guess question one is, are there provisions in place? Is there agreement in place to prevent that kind of thing from happening today? And question two, I'm sure you got a ton of pushback from other clubs out there when a Radulov comes back and burns an entire year on his contract in just a few games.
Well, a couple of things. One, whether or not he burned a year off a pre-existing contract by playing a few games, that was the decision that the Predators had to make in terms of whether or not they were prepared to let them do that, and they were. The issue of a transfer agreement or not didn't play a role here, because we took the position that he had a pre-existing Nashville Predators valid contract that had been breached when he went to the KHL. And so as it related to the KHL and as it related to the other NHL teams, we saw nothing wrong with him coming back and honor the contract that he never should have breached in the first place. And so to the KHL, the answer is, are you kidding me? You want us to honor your contract in the face of the contract that you didn't want to honor? And then the other teams, obviously, it was more focused on by the teams for which the Predators are more competitive. In the standings, it was, listen, they've been deprived of him for the last 2 or 3 years. And so now that he's coming back, there's no reason to deprive the Predators of his services. And I know the team's glad that he's back, and we're happy that he's now honoring a contract that should have been honored all along.
Would you characterize the relationship between the NHL and the KHL as better than it was 4 years ago when they were starting up and this whole thing started with that off?
It's different.
No one then worked from there.
We're very civil to each other, but there are things we don't agree upon. And, and that's life sometimes. You have to agree to disagree.
Well, we're excited that you're here for sure. And this is going to be a tremendous tournament. As you mentioned, just when you talked about the competitiveness of this league, I think back to what Barry Trotz was asked this morning about who's the favorite in this series. And he said, take all four series. I don't know that there's a clear favorite. The 8 could beat the 1. He said the 4 lower seeds could easily beat the 4 higher seeds, and that's how you like it.
And by the way, I think that's true of all 8 series. We've got 16 teams, any one of which, as we sit here on the opening night of the best 2 months in sports, could be hoisting the cup in June.
Well, Gary, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. Enjoy your time in Nashville. It's always good to see you.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Commissioner Gary Bettman here joining us. Right outside of Section 118, Predators and Red Wings in Game 1 tonight at Bridgestone Arena. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin in less than an hour. When we come back, we'll continue to break this one down for you. Stay tuned. You're listening to Nashville Predators Hockey. It's brought to you by Gary Force Acura, Absolute Vodka, Cocktails Perfected, and our friends at Golf Headquarters in Cool Springs. We're back after this on 102.5 The Game.